Shalom Aleichem on Beyafav Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Choftes, Sota 29a, pagination is 57. We're going to start from about 8 lines from the bottom at the end of a line where the two dots are Bo Beyom. But in order to understand this, we have to go back to the Mishnah, which can be found on Chav Zayin Amid Beis 27b. Over there was a statement about 8 lines into the Mishnah. Bo Bayom Dorash Rabbi Akiva, on that day Rabbi Akiva darshened. When it says Bo Bayom, it's referring to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed as the Nasi. And on that day, which was quite momentous, many things were taught and clarified. On that particular day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's approach to allowing people into the Beis Medrash was implemented, whereas the Nasi Rabban Gamliel would be very discreet in who he would allow in. We might call it elitist in moral standards, and if a person didn't match up, he wasn't allowed in. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed many more, presumably with the attitude that Torah would assist them in becoming better people. In any case, it was on this day that Rabbi Akiva darshened as follows. A pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, Uchli Cheres, an earthenware vessel, and for our purposes, we could picture an earthenware oven, a clay oven, which is a vessel, things go into it, Asheyipo Mehem El Tocho, and it will become Tamei from a Sheretz, from something that could make it Tamei. Kol asher besocho yitma, anything that goes into it will also become tamei. Says Rabbi Akiva, the word yitma is an unusual application, and instead of simply translating it, it will become tamei, yitma actually intimates that it will make other things tamei. Eina omer tamei ela yitma letamei acherim. Limeid al kikar sheni. From here we learn that a level 2 loaf, shemetamei es hashlishi, will make something else tamei. Let's explain. An item of tuma came in contact with this oven. In the case of Kli Cheres, an earthenware oven, the way it comes in contact, so to speak, is by coming into its airspace. It makes the tanur, the oven, made of earthenware, into a rishon, a first-level tumah. Then, a loaf of bread, which is used because it's the common application of what goes into an oven, was placed inside the oven. This loaf of bread, being in the airspace of an earthenware, of a clay vessel, which the oven is, becomes a level 2 of tuma. So again, there was the starting point of tuma, which was the dead carcass. There's the level 1 of tuma, which is the oven. And there's the level 2 of tuma, which is the loaf of bread. The question is, can this loaf of bread proceed to make something else tamei? And as we'll see in a moment, there was a kal vachomer to try to prove that it could, on some level, make other things tamei. But Rabbi Akiva came along and said, it's implied in the wording of the pasuk that that level 2 loaf of bread is able to be metame, make ritually impure, a third item, Rabbi Akiva says, look at the text. It doesn't say that whatever goes into the oven becomes tamei. It says whatever goes into the oven becomes able to cause tuma to something else. Yitma. It will be able to cause tuma to something else. So the fact that it is tamei is of course, because we're already talking about the next step, which is that it can make something else tamei. And that's how Rabbi Akiva learnt this rule from the pasuk, that there is such a thing as a level 3. And as Rashi points out, in Rabbi Akiva's understanding, it makes no difference whether the level 3 is teruma, the priestly tithe, which is more strict, or chulin, something that's not particularly consecrated, something that could be eaten by even a Yisrael, Maiser Sheni, which has the status essentially of chulin in its expression that it's eaten by a non-Kohen. The Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, this is a remarkable moment. Mi yigale afar me'enecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. If only we would be able to remove the dirt from your eyes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had already passed on and was buried, covered with dirt. I wish you would still be alive, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, because you would have such nachas from what Rabbi Akiva is teaching. Shehayisa Omer, because you used to say, even though there's a kal vachomer, to say that there is a level 3 in Tuma, at least by Teruma, but you used to say that since it's from a kal vachomer, which is a logic, not an inference of the pasuk, logic is weaker because someone else can refute your logic. Osidar acher letar kikar shlishi, there will yet be a generation that will see our scholarship and they will disagree and say that a level 3 does not become tamei. She'en lo mikra min haTorah, because it's logic and it's not an inference of the pasuk. Shehu tamei, that it should be tamei. Vehalo, and now, Rabbi Akiva Talmidecho, Rabbi Akiva, your student, mevi lo mikra min haTorah, he's proving it from a pasuk in the Torah, shehu tamei, that it should be tamei. And that's much stronger, because it's from a pasuk, provided, obviously, that you agree with Rabbi Akiva's understanding of how to translate the word yitma, that it makes other things tamei. Shenemar, and that's based on the pasuk that we quoted, kol asher besocho yitma, whatever is inside of it shall not just become tamei, but everything inside of it shall be able to make other things tamei. So that's the drasha of Rabbi Akiva regarding level 3 of tuma. Again, there's an oven made of earthenware, it became tamei. A loaf of bread or other items, but loaf of bread is typical, went into this oven, became tamei. Rabbi Akiva says from the word yitma, you can infer that that level 2 loaf of bread can make something else tamei as well. Let's move on to today's daf, Chavtes Amud Aleph 29a, 8 lines from the bottom. Bo b'yom dorash Rabbi Akiva v'choch licheres, this drasha of Rabbi Akiva that was mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, min haTorah ein lo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not have a drasha from the Torah, midin kal v'choma yeshlo, but he did have a logic. And here was the logic. Uma tevul yom, you have a person who went to mikvah after being tamei, and he has special rules. The rule is that immediately he's going to be permitted in Maiser Sheni, chulin. Once the night comes, he'll be permitted to eat terumah. And once he brings his karban, then he would be permitted even in kodshim. So at the moment, tevul yom, during the day, but after he went to mikvah, shemutur b'chulin, he's permitted to eat chulin, posel b'truma, but if he comes in contact with the priestly tithe, he would cause it psul. And a tevul yom has the status similar to a level 2 of tuma. Kikar sheni, the level 2 loaf of bread that we've been discussing in the oven, shepasul b'chulin, that has this level of tuma, eino din sheyase shlishi b'truma, it too is going to be able to create a level 3. We're comparing it to tevul yom, and we're saying that just as a tevul yom would touch teruma at that time, he would make it tame, so the kikar sheni, also a level 2, is going to make teruma pasul if it comes in contact with it. Note that according to the Kal Vachomer, we're only proving that there's a level 3 by teruma, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva's drasha, yitma, that whatever's in that oven has the power to make tuma, that kind of tuma would make a level 3, even by chulin, by Meiser Sheni. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.